Okay, we are up to Klape Ches Oizayin. We're learning the halachis of a person who's not well and whether he's allowed to take non-kosher medication. So we learned last time was that pills that are bitter, that don't have a good taste, the chayl is allowed to take. However, things that taste good, like a liquid medicine or a flavored medicine, that you have to know is kosher. That's what we learned last time. So, Ms. Strahl, who listens from upstairs, afterwards confronted me that I have to really make it clear that a chayla sheyesh bei sakana is not included. A chayla who has sakana is certainly allowed to take any medication. And there's a list here of the different types of diseases that a chayla sheyesh bei sakana. It's very hard to make a complete list, but... A question. If a person has a pounding, throbbing migraine headache on Shabbos or Yontif, is he allowed to take aspirin or Advil, put a cold compress in the forehead, or do nothing? So the halacha is that anybody who's sick on Shabbos to the degree that is nafal amishkav, that means so sick that you feel like lying in bed. Now some people always feel like lying in bed, but because of the illness you feel like lying in bed, is allowed to take medication on Yontif. It's important to say there are two types of chayla sheyesh bei sakana. Okay, there's a chayla sheyesh bei sakana who's in current danger, who's presently in danger. Someone having a heart attack, or someone having a stroke. So such a person will mechal Shabbos the normal way. We don't do anything different, and everything is done in the normal manner. There's another type of chayla sheyesh bei sakana, somebody who is coming to a point of danger. A woman in labor would be an example. Somebody in labor, or somebody who has, let's say, diabetes or another disease and asks about fasting on Yom Kippur. A person is not currently in imminent danger, but it's a disease which could lead to danger. In that case, there's a halacha of doing things with a shinai, of doing things in an abnormal way rather than in a normal way. If somebody is in labor and has to go to the hospital, well, it's not good to drive with a shinui, because that's dangerous, but when you make a phone call, you push the buttons instead of pushing with your finger, you push with your knuckle, or with the tip of a knife on a phone. So that's a difference in two types of chayla sheyesh bei sakana. Although there's a list here, I don't want to go through the list because obviously, it's hard to generalize about diseases.
He ran over to a yard, somebody was hit by a car. Yes, but he seemed okay, he was hit by a car. So a yard ran to make the phone call.
He went to make the phone call himself.
Himself. Because he said he's responsible, because his rough position is...
It says a rav that doesn't teach the people the halachas of chayla is himself guilty. So 21 years ago, when the building opened, we spent time learning submission Chav Ches, I think on Sunday mornings for those who came. But from 21 years ago, someone may have forgotten. I don't know.
But, and he said, because internal injuries. I don't know, you don't know.
It depends, yeah. Okay.
What?
Yeah, okay. If they're asking, they probably should take him to check him out.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we're up to Isaiah. Where he continues on these halachis, kol chayla bein sheyesh bei sakana ubein ein bei sakana shemachilin lo yisir. Somebody who's not well and has a heter to eat something that's not kosher, sarach shetehei harafua yedua al pi mumcha. It has to be a known medication. It has to be a known rafua al pi mumcha that somebody who's an expert can testify to. Vafilu reife goy harogil. Even a rifle who's not Jewish, who is accustomed to dealing with people not well, and he's known as an expert. And some say if he's a firm person, that's trustworthy, and he says he knows the illness, you can rely on him, but not in stam a person, and he's certainly not neman to be makash mumcha. This morning I had a shayla, somebody whose wife gave birth under very difficult circumstances a few years ago. Her gynecologist told her that she could never, should never be pregnant again because it's a danger to her life. They went to an expert in high risk pregnancies, and he said, no problem, you could do it. So he asked me what to do. So I told him, it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It says if one doctor says it's a danger, one says it's not, you're not allowed to go ahead with it. We can go to a third doctor and get a third opinion. But it's not a question of making a decision. The halacha clearly says that if there's a question of danger, a person is not allowed to go ahead with it. Well, this was Shalom's asked this morning, so I suppose they'll go. Well, the second was a specialist. He's saying, even if it's dangerous, I can do it. You know, he's more of a cowboy. But they're both mubachin. The other one is a practicing gynecologist.
This is an interesting question. Normally, you could depend on the FDA approval, which is a result of research that says this medication is appropriate. But sometimes you have so-called mumcha who recommends something outside.
Today, there's a tremendous controversy in the religious world about so-called alternative medicines. Whether there's anything to it, whether it has its source in Avodah Zarah, the energy, the aura and chi medicines. Are you familiar with aura? Aura and chi. So aura and chi is a alternative type of medicine, which, in my opinion, is full baloney, but there are different opinions on the matter. I know there are people who are helped. I know. There's evidence that it's
helped. Surgeons that use people that have certain
superpowers, yeah. What do you say? Yeah.
He said the medicine's not coming from the islands, from the trees of the islands.
I don't know about the trees, but
there's
an ongoing controversy about the origins of it. Recently, two books were published, both very good books. One which claims that it's a form of Avodah Zarah, and one which claims it can be explained even from the Gemara. And there are those who are on both sides of the opinion. My opinion is that it's all baloney. I don't know. Doesn't mean I'm right. But, yeah. So what he's saying is that for an experimental refuah, you're not allowed to be Iver Averis. You're not allowed to take Trafis. You can do it. That's what it says. Look at the words. The words say, "Kol chayla." I'm reading the words. Kol chayla b'sheish b'sakana b'neim b'sakana shemachilin loy iser tzar shenhei arafui yadu al pi mumcha. Can be ivory surim for stakers. The truth is that once things get to clinical trials, usually the experiments have been done on mice or on other creatures that give it some hope. I don't know what the level is, but your refuah beduka sounds like it's got to be a known refuah. That's what it sounds like. Ches im achayla oimer, interesting halacha. The halacha is if a chayla says he needs a refuah applied this v'rayfei oimer ainet tzarech, and the doctor says he doesn't need it. Shaymin lachayla. The chayla, if it's an intelligent comment, but if the chayla says I need it, we listen to the chayla. Unless if the mumcha says it's going to do hurt him, then we go with the doctor. But otherwise, if a chayla says I need it, and the doctor say he doesn't need it, we listen to the doctor. It's based on a pasuk in Mishlei. That's not the chayla. No chayla. Confuse me. Chayla noyer maras nafshay. Chayla dey maras nafshay. It says a chayla knows what's happening with him.
So has a tremendous effect.
Placebo effect, yeah.
They think it's.
I don't know, it's a tremendous effect, but it has a certain level of effect. Yeah. Yeah, it does have a level. Optimism is a refuah. Yeah, but that's not what he means. He means that a chayla could have a good feeling about something and it could count. It could be. There's a concept of iu lechazi mas lechazi. There's certain times that a person has an intuition which has a basis. An intuition which has a basis and it's covered. A very interesting moment in my life. Rav Palm, towards the end of his life, he was home, he wasn't well, and I came to the house At that time, he had a hospital bed set up in the living room. He wasn't able to walk steps anymore. So the Rebbetzin was there, and she wanted to go out. I was staying with him. So she gave me instructions. Make sure he doesn't go into bed. He has to exercise. He has to eat. He has to get better. She gave me a whole list of instructions. And then she left the house. Her mom said, okay, help me get into bed. So I did it. And he told me, Chayle, day Amara Snapsha, you know. The Rebbetzin still thinks I'm going to get better, you know, and it's not where it's holding. And that's what I did. So, you are going to tangle with the Rebbetzin, but that's what he did. And so the Chayla sometimes has a knowledge test. It's an important thing that even where a chayla is allowed to take something that's not kosher, if it's available in the kosher form, then you have to order the kosher form. The same medication is available kosher and not kosher. So if it's just as good, even if it involves a little bit of waiting, if there is no sakana in it, and this is true about certain types of medication. The gel caps I mentioned last time, which are treif, you can go into the store and you can get capsules or tablets. A person shouldn't use the gel caps. That same thing is true about cough medicine. It's available kosher and treif. So a person has to get that which is good, even if it involves some pain. He has a headache, he needs a medication. But if it's not a danger, then he has to wait. Chayla sheyesh by sakana. Now he shifts to talking only about a chayla who is in sakana. V'tzarech lechol, and he has to eat, let's say, chametz on Pesach. Oy laniach hamakase chametz on Pesach, or to place on his womb chametz on Pesach. So he's got to have chametz. In a double bohol, like I told you before, there are two types of chayla sheyesh by sakana. If somebody who's in imminent danger, Dover Baldens is in imminent danger. Mutali Yisrael liknas chametz. The Jew runs to the store, buys chametz, v'lasaisai, and prepares it for lite lagabe yamaka, and he uses it to heal the person. Imeinei bahol, if it's a medication that's not immediate danger, kolkach, v'yesh shahus, and there is time. Yaimel enachri, tein lo lishtes chametz. The Jew should not buy the chametz. Only chametz is a separate issur. You tell a guy, you own the chametz, you pick up the chametz, and you give it to the chayla. Vani pareya, and I'll pay you afterwards. If you pay before, you're going to own it. I'll pay you afterwards. Vim evsha sheyelach, yishiso atinik lebeis hanachri. If you can take the child to the guy's house, lashkai sesham, to give him the chametz there, yaiser taiv. It's better. I think I mentioned to you when we started this that this Pesach, there was one of the brands of amoxicillin, which was chametz, and I had somebody with an infant that had to have it, and I asked him if he had a guy handy. He said he had a guy next door. I told him to go before Pesach, give the guy the medication, the guy will own it, and he brought the baby over to the guy to give him the medication on Pesach, because to feed him the medication is mutter, it's a sakana. There's no need for the Jew to own the medication, since that's called bayira bayimati, not allowed to own it. So therefore he can. In that case, it had been purchased already. So what I told him to do is give it to the guy as a gift. He had to own it. Yeah. We have every rabbi has to have a guy handy. So we have a guy next block, John, who does whatever it is that we need. You know, there's a story about somebody from Bnei Brak, who came to visit America. So Bnei Brak, there aren't too many goyim. So his father, Rob, has a guy handy, you know, somebody's shiksa, yeah, somebody who for Shabbos. So he came here, and he's walking in Manhattan, he sees so many goyim. He says, Daddy, why is it that in New York they need so many Shabbos guys? He didn't understand why there's so many. But okay.
Funny stories about Shabbos guys and Jews.
Yeah. Yeah, stories about Shabbos guys who ended up being Jewish. Yeah, John, I don't think, you know John, right? I think it's safe to say, okay. At any rate, so if it's possible, if it's not an immediate danger, take hatinuk lebeis hanachri, lashkoi seisham, and give him the chametz there, yaisetai. Vimlav, if that's not possible, mutuloy melanachri, shiovi letech beisai. The guy comes in with the chametz. Avoloyik nimenagaya chametz. You should try not to own the chametz. Dimkein have a chemsei shaloi. Then the chametz becomes his. Gam lo yagdim lo mois. Also, don't give the guy the money to go to the store. Amar aspektas yimenu achametz. The gamzeh who chemsei becomes a Jew's chametz. Av kashiyayim aloi. Ten loy vani pareya. Says you buy it, you give it to him, and I'll pay you afterwards. Loy mikri chemsei klal. That means the guy's buying it and trusting you to pay him later. So that's not called his chametz, and therefore that's okay. All right, so these are some of the outlines. I mean, it's Hashem. Next week, I'm going to be away Monday, so Tuesday and Thursday again. It's Hashem. There's a list here of different diseases. I think the thing that's surprising to many people is that we consider diabetes to be a chalish yesh besakana. People who are under control do very well. But chalila, someone who doesn't, it could be dangerous. The question is, a chayil allowed to drink hot tea on Shabbos? There's a rule about medication on Shabbos that a michael briyim, something healthy people eat, you're allowed to take for if it's not called medicine. What? It's not nicker, and there's no bowl. There's no bowl. People drink tea for other reasons. The truth is that the poskim today consider aspirin to be michael briyim. Because people, to be a michael briyim, a healthy person's food, is anybody with, you take it. Yeah. Once a person has a heart attack, they prescribe it for the rest of their life. What?